We have next another gentleman from BitBash. This is one of their wonderful legion of volunteers who help keep the trains running on time at that event, which I'm sure is no easy feat. This is Nathan Bartley. Wait, BitBash has literal trains, right?
I'm also a researcher by trade, so like any, well, I mean, whatever. I mean, like any good academic, I mix in a lot of thoughts that I have with a personal story. All right, well, so I spent a lot of time thinking about multiplayer games and the communities that kind of grown around them. I mean, just in the last few years with the rise of live streaming platforms like Twitch, you know, we've seen a lot of these communities become a lot more visible. You know, a lot of these, like, tabletop RPG players, games, communities around Counter-Strike, League of Legends, Dota, StarCraft, Street Fighter, Madden, FIFA, the list goes on. We've got these communities that have always kind of been there, sort of spread out and hiding right underneath the surface, really come together and kind of grow in an exciting way. And I think that with that excitement, we've, you know, also seen a lot of money and investment go in. And in some scenes, it's starting to look a lot like professional sports, which I think is great. I mean, I think the more diverse interests that kind of get mainstream attention, kind of the better. But there's something that I think is lost among all the noise of these scenes and kind of the hyper-focus on a lot of competition and things like that. That is a multiplayer game is... It's about stories and shared experiences. So, sure, like a lot like playing a sport, there's a big skill component to, you know, anything multiplayer. Like having the quickest reaction times out of all your friends playing on the couch so you can snag bragging rights. Or doing your homework on all the other teams in, you know, a big tournament. You know, getting the deepest strategies so that you can get that cash prize, I guess. There's no doubt about that skill component. But I think, again, a lot like sports, there's a lot to be said for the stories that kind of happen and evolve, and get remembered by the communities that sort of partake and, you know, pay attention. Like the lone American fighting game player in an Evo top eight, filled to the brim with world-class tournament favorites. And maybe he gets knocked out in the first round, but, you know, what sticks with people is that, you know, now the Americans can cut it with the best in the world, right? Or maybe on a much more personal, intimate level, you know, a tense best of three with your friend to see who pays for the pizza. You keep an ongoing record of, you know, who's actually winning. Let's get back to sports and stories. I mean... How can this be like sports? I mean, well, we can easily talk about like the NBA playoffs and how boring those were this year, right? The Golden State Warriors just sweeping right on through. I don't think anyone's really gonna remember much about any specific game or anything, right? But on the other end of that, if anyone pays attention, you know, NFL and the Super Bowl, right? The Patriots. Maybe only Boston's really talking about it, but the Patriots with their historic comeback, right, in this big thing. I mean, people are going to remember that for quite some time. And so it's these stories that happen around these sports and these games that I think are a really important part of the shared experience that we have when we're all take part of that. What about my story? Well, some of my best memories growing up are playing games with my friends. Sure, we played GoldenEye, you know, Slappers Only, Smash Brothers and all that. But I think that the meat of it, when I think back on that, the meat of what we really bonded over were these single player story driven games. I don't just necessarily mean just, you know, the golden age of 3D platformers or the Halo campaigns or things. I mean, we played those too, but what I mean is more like the all the JRPGs, right? These very like games that you think would be hard to kind of have a shared experience about. But I'll always remember and appreciate the summers that, you know, the three of us sat around a TV and we played through we had three Final Fantasy games. You know, we would play through those multiple times over the course of the summer. And, you know, without fail, each of us would get attached to one character or another. You know, in these big ensemble casts, it's kind of hard not to find someone who can at least identify with a little bit. We'd always make sure that, you know, our favorite characters were the ones with the best equipment or had the most experience at the end of the game. I think that we would also give those characters, flat out give those characters our names too. But I think by doing that, we also kind of use those characters to discover bits about ourselves. I mean, we're preteens at that time, right? So still figuring out who we were, using these things to reflect like aspects of ourselves back to us, or at least who we were coming up to be. And I know a lot of people who grew up with like Dungeons and Dragons and things had similar things, but I mean, we didn't really discover that until we were like 18. So I'm almost happier that it happened this way, though. The stories written for these games weren't particularly earth-shaking or anything like that, but something about being there and sharing those games with my friends really became significant for me. Sure, part of it is nostalgia, but I think most of it is that these games remind me of my love for my friends and the community that I was and still am a part of, you know, however small. And so that's what I think about when I think about multiplayer games. I think about my friends, like Ian, the Horde, everyone at BitBash, you know, everyone in the Windy City Co-op, everyone here. I love them dearly, and they inspire me every day. Thank you.
Nathan Bartley, everybody. Yeah. Thank you very much, Nathan. Apologies to any Golden State Warriors fans if you thought that series was memorable. And definitely apologies to any Cleveland fans just because, like, life has been cruel to you. I'm sorry. That's so true. Like, there's such a, like, it's so interesting to explore the narrative behind games, single player, multiplayer. I've always hated the question, are games art? Like, of course they are. It's how do they engage with, you know, the narrative storytelling in art that's interesting to me. Final Fantasy, prime example. 6 is the best. IMO, PS. We can fight about it later if you guys want to.